Today's contestants, a restaurant consultant from Newport Beach, California, Mandy DeLucia. A software engineer from San Francisco, California, Bruce Lowe. And our returning champion, a law student from Macomb, Michigan, Aaron Getch, whose two-day cash winnings total $41,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Two excellent champions in a row. Mackenzie last week and the week before, and now Aaron. Very impressive. Bruce and Mandy, good luck to you and welcome. Here we go into the Jeopardy round. And we'll take a look at these categories, starting off with X-Men, young and not as young, followed by the 20th century, novel characters. Hey, we want you to stay protected. We'll deal with words from the map and rubric cues. Aaron, start.
20th century 200.
His son, nicknamed the Eaglet, was kidnapped on March 1st, 1932. Mandy.
It was Lindbergh.
Good.
20th century for four.
She was an Oklahoma law professor when her testimony in a 1991 Supreme Court confirmation hearing made headlines. Bruce.
Who's Anita Hill?
You are right.
20th century for six, please.
This 1961 invasion was an unsuccessful attempt to overthrow Cuba's government. Aaron.
What is the Bay of Pigs?
Yeah.
20th century 800.
In the early 1950s, these two figured out the structure of DNA at Cambridge's Cavendish Laboratory. Bruce.
What is Watson and Crick?
Good.
20th century 1000, please.
Milton Obote was president of this African country from 1966 to 71 and 1980 to 85. Both terms were ended by military coups. Bruce.
What is Uganda?
Right.
Words for the map for 200, please.
This word for the item seen here was originally a fabric-making town in the Low Countries. Bruce.
What is a duffel?
Yes.
Words for the map for 400, please.
Well, you just uncovered the Daily Double. You're off to a good start.
Let's make a true Daily Double, Alex.
All right. Referencing famous falls, a 1912 book complains that this of nonsense is continually roaring from the press.
What is a stream?
No, what is Niagara? The reference to the famous falls. That's all right. It's early in the round. Think again.
Words for the map from 600, please.
All right, here's Jimmy.
I'll go into a rhapsody if you can name this historical kingdom within the Czech Republic that gave us a word for a type of unconventional person.
Aaron.
What is Bohemia?
Yes.
Map 800.
Brooks Brothers is proud of their original button-down this shirt. Bruce.
Was Oxford.
Correct.
Words for the map for 1,000, please.
Samuel Johnson thought a French town gave us this word that has applied to very different types of transport. Bruce?
What is sedan?
Yes.
Rubric cues for 200, please.
Whether you're a seamstress or working at the lumber mill, it's always a good idea to measure twice and do this once. Bruce?
What is cut?
Yes.
Rubric cues for 400.
If this type of symbolic animal claws the stock market to a 20% loss, wisdom says buy. Aaron.
What is a bear?
Correct.
600 rubric.
A good rule of thumb when gauging the merit of online media is DBEYR, or don't believe this. Aaron.
What is everything you read?
Correct.
Rubric 800.
The old rubric that you should spend 3 months' salary on one of these prior to a wedding is popular among jewelers. Aaron?
What is an engagement ring?
Yes.
Rubric 1000.
On men's pants, these generally give a dressier look, but tuxedo pants are hemmed instead. Mandy?
What are cuffs?
Cuffs is right, and that takes you up to 1200. Takes us into our first commercial break. We will return shortly. Mandy DeLucia is from Newport Beach, California. Mandy, every time I travel to New York City and go through one of the tunnels, I worry, what would happen if you experienced that if? Where?
I did. Friends and I were coming back from Philadelphia into New York, and we got stuck in the Holland Tunnel.
For how long?
Oh, about 5 hours. I was pulling into the toll booth, and a car cut me off really aggressively. And just as I was about to say something really nasty, my friend put his hand on my arm, and there were bullet holes in the back window. And there was a high-speed police chase coming right behind him, and so they closed the tunnel for about 5 hours. It was pretty intense.
Well, at least you knew why the stoppage occurred.
That's true. Yeah.
Not knowing is what would worry me.
That's true.
Bruce Lowe from San Francisco, a software engineer. Right. Now look at this young man, ladies and gentlemen. He is thin. How many calories a day do you consume?
It's usually several thousand, usually 4,000 or so.
But you have to exercise or do something to wear off all of that.
That's right. I really enjoy working out. I try to get the metabolism up.
Okay. So you do exercise?
I do.
Good for you. Aaron Getch is our champion. He's a law student from Michigan who wishes a certain Key and Peele sketch had never been made. Tell us about it.
That's right, Alex. That's the inner city substitute teacher. And if there's one thing that I don't want to hear on Jeopardy, it's you done messed up Aaron.
I will try very hard to not say that if you happen to miss a clue.
I appreciate that, Alan.
But right now, we go back to Mandy, who makes the next selection for us. Go ahead, Mandy.
Let's try novel characters for two, please.
In the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books, Marvin is a paranoid this, which rhymes with paranoid. Bruce.
What is android?
Correct.
Novel characters for four, please.
For this novel, James Hilton based the teacher named Chipping partly on his schoolmaster father. Aaron.
What is Good by Mr. Chips?
Yes.
600 novel.
The two main female characters in this Edith Wharton novel are the proper Mae Welland and the exotic and daring Ellen Olenska. Aaron.
What is Age of Innocence?
Correct.
Novel 800.
Aunt Chloe is married to the title character of this 1852 novel. And that's Uncle Tom's Cabin. Mm. You knew that, Aaron.
Yeah.
Should have run him in.
Novel 1000.
This character begins his story with his own conception, so his father, Walter Shandy, is an important figure. Bruce.
Who is Tristram Shandy?
Say it again.
Tristram Shandy?
No. You left out the R. It's Tristram Shandy, not Tristram. Back to you, Aaron.
Protected, 200.
It's a lightweight plastic or metal protective helmet worn by construction workers. Aaron?
What is a hard hat?
Yep.
Protected, 4.
Soccer players often wear these between the knee and the ankle. Aaron?
What are shin guards?
Yeah.
Protected, 6.
Operated by the U.S. Marshals Service, it may include relocations and new identities. Aaron, again.
What is the Secret Service?
No. Bruce?
What is the Witness Protection Service?
Or, yeah, we'll accept that. Service or program. Correct.
Stay protected for 800.
In 2019, Fargo, North Dakota filled 400,000 of these in 4 days for protection against possible flooding on the Red River. Bruce.
Were insurance policies?
Nope. Mandy.
What are sandbags?
Sandbags, yes. Less than a minute now.
1,000, please. Stay protected.
Blocking horizontal light rays, these specialized eyeglass lenses can reduce reflected glare. Bruce.
Were polarized?
Yes.
X-Men, 200.
Hirsute James McAvoy, and not as hirsute, Patrick Stewart. Mandy.
Who is Professor...
No, sorry, too much time. Bruce or Aaron? Aaron.
Who is Professor X?
Professor X, yes, Charles Xavier.
400.
Hugh Jackman in 2000, and Hugh Jackman in 2017. Bruce.
Who is Wolverine?
Yep.
X-Men, 600.
Nicholas Holt and Kelsey Grammer talked till they were blue in the face. What is Beast? Bruce.
8.
Michael Fassbender and Ian McKellen.
Who is Magneto?
Mandy.
Who is Magneto?
Yes, and now the last clue. Sophie Turner and Famke Janssen. Who is Jean Grey? All right, Mandy, you've moved into second place, and that means that Bruce is the one who will select first in the Double Jeopardy round, right after this. With all the money available in this Double Jeopardy round, this is still a very close game. All right, Bruce, you get to go first. Here are the categories. Music, the tool shed, Micronesia, cranky TV characters. Moon me, just no. N-O will begin each correct response. Where would you like to start?
Micronesia for 400.
Micronesia is both a country and a larger region of about 2,000 islands within the 10,000 that make up this South Pacific region. Bruce.
What is Polynesia?
No. Aaron.
What is Macronesia?
No. What is Oceania? Back to you, Bruce.
Micronesia for 16.
The states of America are united. The states of Micronesia are this. Bruce.
What are federated?
Good.
Micronesia for 2000.
Micronesia's exports include these nuts chewed by many Asian and Pacific peoples. Bruce.
What is beetle?
You're right.
Micronesia for 12.
Micronesia was colonized by this European power in the 1880s, but after losing a war, it sold the islands to Germany in 1899. Aaron?
What is France?
No. Bruce or Mandy? Correct response, what is Spain? Bruce, back to you.
Micronesia for 800.
Many of Micronesia's islands are this type, in which a surrounding coral reef encloses a lagoon. Aaron?
What are atolls?
Yes.
Music for.
This part of Gustav Holst's The Planets is subtitled The Bringer of War. Bruce.
What is Mars?
Yes.
Music for 8.
A traditional string quartet is made up of two musicians playing violins, one on viola and one on this instrument. Bruce.
What is the cello?
Correct.
Music for 12.
This seven-letter word on a musical score, like Flight of the Bumblebee, means to play lively and fast. Bruce.
What is allegro?
Good.
Music for 16.
Gamelan orchestras in Indonesia make good use of this G percussion item. Bruce.
What is a gong?
Gong. Good.
Music for 2000.
Answer. Any double. And you have a commanding lead.
3000.
All right. A trip to Cannes on the Mediterranean at age 8. Helped influence Paris boy Claude Debussy to compose this 1905 orchestral work.
What is Claire de Lune?
No, what is La Mer? The sea, the sea. All right, you're still in the lead.
Moon me for 400, please.
To the Greeks, the goddess of the moon was Selene. To the Romans, her. Bruce.
Who is Luna?
Good.
Moon me for 800, please.
Formed less than 1 billion years ago, this 58-mile-wide crater bears the name of a Polish astronomer. Bruce.
Who is Copernicus?
Yes.
Moon me for 1,200, please.
You've just found the other Daily Double.
5,000.
All right. This nickname is given to the full moon occurring nearest to the time of the autumnal equinox.
What is a harvest moon?
You are right this time. Okay.
Moon me for 16, please.
A plaque reading, "Here man completed his first explorations of the moon," is still there, signed by this president. Bruce.
Who is Nixon?
Yes.
Moon me for 2000, please.
Meaning rounded, this odd word is used of the moon when it's bigger than a semicircle, but not yet a full circle. Bruce.
What is a gibbous?
Gibbous, yes.
Just no for 400.
Oui. In the dictionary, it follows both film and pinot. Bruce.
What is noir?
Yeah.
Just no for 800, please.
When you add an S to this word, meaning idea, you get stuck with a bunch of pins and needles. And those are usually considered to be notions. Back to you, Bruce.
Just no, 12.
Once easing pain in the dental chair, this drug was introduced in 1905. Mandy?
What is Novocaine?
Yeah.
Just no, 16.
In court, a defendant who pleads this Latin term agrees to be convicted and punished without admitting guilt. Mandy?
What is no contest?
No. Aaron?
What is nolo contendere?
That's it.
No, 2000.
They're the edible cactus parts seen here. Mandy.
What is Nopales?
Yes.
Cranky TV for 4.
Scram. On Sesame Street, this ill-tempered guy makes his home in a garbage can. Mandy.
Who's Oscar the Grouch?
He's the one.
Cranky for 8.
Sislak is the last name of this surly barkeep on The Simpsons. Aaron.
Who is Mo.
Mo, yeah.
Cranky 12.
Tentacles is the last name of this character, SpongeBob's cantankerous co-worker at the Krusty Krab. Bruce?
Who is Squidward?
Yes.
The tool shed for 400, please.
Let's get to the point. Used to grab and twist small objects in tiny places, this type of pliers has a body part in its name. Aaron?
What are needle nose?
Yep.
Tool shed 8.
A man named Thompson invented the screw with a cruciform groove and matching screwdriver, but a guy with this last name got the patent. Bruce?
Who's Phillips?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Tool shed for 1200, please.
If you need to take out your frustration on sheet metal, then this hammer with a hemispherical head at one end is for you. Mandy.
What is the ball peen hammer?
Yep.
Tool shed for 16.
Time to go nuts by removing nuts using one of these two-word tools, what the Brits call an adjustable spanner. Mandy.
What is a socket wrench?
No. Bruce or Aaron? What is a monkey wrench? Mandy, go get it.
Tool shed for 2.
It's a device with a pawl for holding a toothed wheel. In another sense, it's something done to prices, up and down by degrees. Mandy.
What is ratchet?
Ratchet is right.
Cranky for 16.
This cranky TV news director character on the Mary Tyler Moore Show later got his own show. His name was Lou Grant. And with that, we have Bruce at 18,800. Let's take a look at the category for Final Jeopardy. From the desk of the Pope. Oh, boy. Clue in a moment.
Breaking news right now. Two city officers accused in a hit and run. The investigation.
The city school system fails again to hand over all court-ordered documents. What happens now and why they missed the deadline?
Tonight at 10.
The Geico Gecko has this regional London accent. What is Cockney? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A most unusual category to start off the week for Final. From the desk of the Pope. Players, here's your clue. A 1919 letter quotes Jesus, "Go into the whole world and preach the gospel," and notes the vigilance, energy, and hardships of these workers. 30 seconds, good luck. Final today, I believe, to start the week off. But who goes out into the world to preach the gospel? We're going to start with you, Mandy. Did you come up with a correct response? No, you're shaking your head. Why? What is thank you? All right. Our pleasure having you here as a contestant. You're going to lose some money, though. No, you won't. You didn't risk anything. So you remain at 6,200. Our champion is Aaron. He had 6,200. Did he come up with a correct response? What are disciples? No, sorry, that won't do it. And it'll cost you everything. You drop to zero. You're going to finish in third place. Bruce, great game. Did you come up with a correct response in Final? What are soldiers? No, the reference was to missionaries. Missionaries going out preaching the gospel. How much did it cost you? $5,555. All right, you dropped to $13,245. But you become the champion. So you get to play again tomorrow. We'll see you then. And you as well, we hope. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
There are those who take Beano before they eat to prevent discomfort, and those who don't. Don't be those who don't. Take Beano Ultra with 33% more gas and discomfort preventing power.
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond.
Introducing new personal plans from Nutrisystem. Lose your first 18 pounds fast. Act now. Buy 1 month, get one free. Go to Nutrisystem.com to get started.